The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime. The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
This place alone, being the Green Bay Packers quarterback and all the great QB play that's been here.
It is an outstanding get by Matt LaFleur and by Brian Gutekunst, their general manager.
I think all along, I mean, you know, he made so many big plays early on, hit so many wild throws. It just was the consistency.
The Green Bay Packers can have more success as a team with Jordan Love than they did under Brett Favre or with Aaron Rodgers.
I don't think you'll see a difference in the person. I don't think we would do something like that if we felt that way.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I think this is a home run for them to be able to get this contract done.
Definitely just goes to show, you know, the Packers putting their trust and their faith in me for the next 4 years. And
his teammates really certainly respect him. They respect the man. They respect the work he puts in.
Jordan Love is going to have this team in position, in my opinion, year after year after year.
It's something that I'm focused on earning every day and going out and putting my best foot forward for them, for the team, for the organization, and everybody chasing that goal of winning the Super Bowl.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth.
I just saw a list on GetUp on the television above us. Dan Orlovsky's top quarterbacks in the NFC. His top quarterback in the NFC was not Jordan Love. It was Matthew Stafford. Which makes sense. Matthew Stafford had a great year last year. The second quarterback in the NFC, according to Dan Orlovsky, is in fact the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, Jordan Love. And Chris Carlin was on his show earlier this week, talking about what the Jordan Love signing means for the Green Bay Packers. Take a listen to how highly Carlin feels about Jordan Love.
Actually, look more at where they are at every other position right now. I personally am going to pick the Packers to be, I'm not convinced yet I'm picking them to go to the Super Bowl, but they're at least in the NFC Championship game this year.
Chu, do you agree?
I think they have a chance. They've got a shot. There's some pretty good teams in the NFC, though. I think that realistically, I mean, obviously, realistically, if you have a shot to go to the Super Bowl, but I think NFC Championship, I would be happy with this year. I don't know if anything short, I would still be happy with.
Getting to the NFC Championship or winning the NFC Championship?
Getting.
Getting to.
Getting
well, because that would be a step, right? We always talk about steps to success.
Yeah.
That would be a step forward from their performance last year with Jordan Love under center. Gabe, who is, in your opinion, the biggest competition to the Packers being in the NFC Championship game, winning the NFC Championship game?
Lions, Niners, Eagles.
So the Lions, I love that people are throwing the Lions in there because that, of course, is in part because of what they did last year. They signed all of these guys in the offseason. They obviously feel like they have a championship team, a championship window. I actually like that they play in the Packers division because I feel like you're going to get a real good sense, if you're the Green Bay Packers, of who the Detroit Lions are this year. And I feel like that gives you a leg up over some of the other teams in the NFC that you don't see as often, right? The idea, Gabe, that you can play the Lions three times this season, twice in the regular season, once potentially in the postseason, I think bodes well for a team. Do you agree or disagree?
I mean, because the other team I mentioned, it depends upon when you're playing them, how healthy they are, because the Packers play the Eagles right away. And I think the Eagles are going to have a bounce back year. Everybody just wants to discard them because of the way their season ended. There's too much talent on that roster for them not to be a team that's in the postseason again. I think with all the drama in Dallas, they end up winning their division, and they're going to be one of the dominant teams. But the Packers play them week one.
Yeah, it'll be much different
It's just so different.
And they don't have the luxury of a home field advantage, right? Like, you can talk about how the Packers play well at Lambeau. Like, you don't have that week.
No, and yeah, it's a neutral site. Right. You know, so there's just so many other things that go into it.
And there's a couple teams that are asleep. Don't sleep on the Falcons. Don't sleep on the Falcons. Don't. I mean, and a lot of people like
just
the Rams.
Because of Cousins? You like Cousins?
I'm going to tell you.
Like
I'm going to tell you.
Their offense.
I'm going to tell you exactly how this season goes for the Atlanta Falcons.
Do they win the division?
Oh yes.
Okay.
They're going to win that division. They might even win 10 or 11 games.
Yeah.
You know what's going to happen in their first playoff
They'll
game?
They'll lose. Yeah.
Yeah. Kirk Cousins isn't going to play great, and they're going to lose their first
playoff game. But they have a lot of talent.
Sure. But they're not winning a playoff game this year.
Okay, so now you're eliminating the Falcons from a
Rams. A lot of people like the Rams.
My problem with the Rams is you just lost a generational
in
talent
Aaron Donald.
On defense.
He's not.
But, okay, he's not as good as Reggie White, but you don't have to be as good as Reggie to be a generational
don't
talent.
Think he's not showing up. Frank ran into his father-in-law, who used to coach receivers for us in Green Bay. Okay. So I'm just saying.
You think he's going to play again?
Look, if I didn't have to go to training camp because I was one of the best, I'm waiting until the right. Yeah, sure. $30 million.
He's going to Roger Clemens 29? This thing?
How about 29?
I'll give you a deal.
Yeah, because that's never happened in the NFL.
So you're telling me.
I'm not saying anything. No, I'm just reporting.
This is breaking news here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Aaron Donald will actually play.
I'm saying
for the
it
Rams
would not shock me
in but 2024.
It feels a little Ferris Bueller-y, doesn't it? Like
what do
you
mean?
Heard from Frank, from who heard from this guy who happens to be this guy, and then you finally get to the source.
What's the Ferris Bueller?
You know, at the beginning of the movie when he's sick. Well, it goes throughout the movie. It's throughout the movie, but it's like, I heard that Ferris...
He'll keep calling me. He'll keep calling me. I'll go.
That Ferris, you know, he threw up at 31 Flavors or whatever last night. That's what this feels like. That's what this feels like to me. Now,
what
you
do you think
to
about...
This guy,
hold on.
This
Let's
guy.
Talk another potential sleeper. You know where I'm going?
No,
Chicago?
I never know where you're going.
Yes, Gabe just knew. And they just signed DJ Moore to a monster deal.
Absolutely enormous deal. I think I saw a graphic that said that he is the first player in NFL history to have guaranteed money every year of his time in the league.
I mean, what's your feeling?
Oh, the Bears are very easy to figure out. Very easy. That is a great roster.
Nostragabus over here between the Falcons, and you're telling us what's going to happen
with
the Bears?
Well, no, because I don't know what's going to happen with the Bears, but the Bears roster is very good. Like, they have all those offensive weapons. That defense, after they made the trade last year for Sweat, was fantastic. I mean, they held the Packers to 17 points in that season finale. Like, didn't feel like they had a chance because their offense just couldn't score points. But they held a Packers offense that was rolling to 17 points. It all comes down to Caleb Williams. If Caleb Williams is average, that's a playoff team.
I'm not worried about the Bears from the standpoint of going to the NFC Championship game. I'm worried about the standpoint of them beating the Packers one time in the regular season. Because we all know when it comes playoff times, matchups are huge. Right? And one game is going to separate a team getting the bye and not getting the bye. And if you're two games below that or three games below that, then in the first round, maybe you're playing Philadelphia or playing someone you don't want to play. That's the standpoint I'm looking at. Can they go 1-1 against the Packers?
It's possible because that roster, again, with terrible quarterback play, they held the Packers to 17 points. And if they get average quarterback play, they can, you know, they can hang.
I'm not buying Eberflus.
I'm
not
either.
Buying it.
Also
I'm
fair.
Not
but again, that roster's good. That it's so good that even if he's bad, they're going to be around 500.
Stumble into a win or two in spite of him?
Well, they won seven games last year.
That's very good point.
Terrible. They won seven games last year, and their quarterback play was awful.
Yeah.
Terrible. So, like, they're going to be around 500 again.
But there's a part of me, guys, that still feels like the Packers are just a better team. Even though they've made all these upgrades, even though they've got the number one overall pick, even though the Packers are still a better team.
There's only one spot they're definitively, or I guess two, if you're just talking about the roster and the players, there's only one spot the Packers are definitively better than the Chicago Bears at. Fortunately for the Packers, it's the most important position. It's quarterback. Because I like the Bears wide receiver room a lot more than I like the Packers. Their tight ends are great. Offensive line's good.
Defense
is
good.
That defense is light years ahead of what the Packers are.
And if you want more Bears fix this morning, GetUp seems to be spending the entire day in Chicago. So you can hear from Dan Graziano, who is standing in front of the wall at Halas Hall this morning. Chewy, you've mentioned other teams that you feel like could give the Packers a run for their money. There's something about, like, the way this team is built, the way that Matt LaFleur runs things, like last year was a good example, right? Even when there were clunkers and even when we were like, oh, they should have won that game. They didn't win that game. Oh, Jordan is still going through the learning process. Those, you know, that was a bumpy road there. There's a part of me that feels like this team will win more games. This team will be in a position. And part of it is just like because I just think they can. Like, I don't have a ton of, like, statistical information to give you that says that this team is better. But for whatever reason, year in and year out, the Green Bay Packers are always in the conversation. And I feel like this year they are better than they have been any of those years when they have been, quote unquote, in the conversation.
Yeah, but the schedule's a lot tougher. It's a lot tougher. Like, Eagles, they can lose. Colts, they could lose. They could lose to the Colts. They're not losing to the Titans. They're not. They're beating Vikings twice. They could lose to the Rams. Not losing to the Cardinals. They can lose to the Texans. They can lose to the Jaguars. They're going to lose to the Lions. They could lose to the Bears. They could lose to the Niners. They could lose to the Dolphins.
No, no.
They could lose to the Lions again. Is that at Seattle? At Seattle. They could lose that game.
According to Sharp Football Analysis, the Packers have the 19th toughest schedule in the league.
Well, yes.
I'm just telling you what the numbers
are. No,
say.
I know.
They have
I know.
The 19th toughest schedule in the league. That bodes well for this team, for this season.
I'm just saying there's a lot of games.
What's that? What's that based on?
There's a lot of could loses, which scares you. Right?
Yeah. I'm just trying to see how many games they have against playoff teams from last year, and it's up there.
Let's not pretend we know what the defense is. Let's not pretend.
Because we don't.
Let's not do that again this year, please. Can we not do that again this year?
Hoop Kool-Aid?
Yes.
And even if they have a really good first game,
yes.
Let's not declare we have a defense, Aaron
Rodgers.
Let's
not do that again. We have no idea. We think it's going to be better. We hope it's going to be better.
Tough to be worse.
I think it's going to be better. But let's not sit there and go, they're going to be seventh in the league. Joe Barry's going to be aggressive. Watch him be number one against the run in Miami last year. Now, that would make me laugh. That would really make me laugh.
I would hate life so much if he somehow leads a defense that is number one against the rush.
I'm going to keep reading through this article here on Sharp Football Analysis to see what they used as their metric for figuring out the strength of schedule in the NFL this year. But as mentioned, according to them, the Packers have the 19th. Strongest schedule in 2024. That bodes well. Again, does it start out tough against Philadelphia on the road in Brazil? Yeah, it does. But if they lose that game, the season's not over. I'm not sitting here throwing in the towel if they lose that game to Jalen Hurts and company.
There's a stretch there, though, that's going to be like, hold your left one.
Boob?
I'm telling you.
What about the right one? That just gets exposed. Yeah.
And how did you go with left versus right?
But it's Texans.
I want to lose the right
it's
one.
It's Texans, Jaguars, Lions, Bears, 49ers, Dolphins, Lions. That's
so you're
a
talking
stretch.
About the
and then you're at Seattle after that.
And then at
exactly.
Seattle.
For me, that stretch starts 49ers. The 49ers, the Dolphins, and the Lions.
I don't know. Jaguars are good. Texans are good. Lions are good. Bears, we have no idea. Niners are good. Dolphins, hell of an offense. Lions, and
it's the season.
That's your season right there.
How you do in that stretch?
I want to find someone who is as devoted to me as you are to Doug Peterson. you just love him so much.
I know.
Here's the problem. His love of Doug is rubbed off on me. And like every time I'm on national, I'm like, man, the Jaguars, man. Doug Peterson's a good coach. You just got to trust me. Doug's a great coach. Because of you.
Yes. Well, he won a Super Bowl.
It's true.
He beat Bellyache.
With Nick Foles.
Yes.
You know what? He is a great coach, Jen. I don't know why you're poo-pooing Doug Peterson right now. Our guy.
A lot of poo-poo talk in this conversation between the Kool-Aid and the poo-pooing of Doug Peterson. We got to take a break on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Sophia Minert is coming up at the bottom of the hour, so we will absolutely talk about those Milwaukee Brewers. And did they do enough by the trade deadline to make you confident that this team can make a deep playoff run. We'll get into that as the show rolls on. Right for this.
It doesn't matter what age you are. Low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. That's where Mentality comes in. Local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. Look, you can be dealing with low testosterone, not even know it. It's what happened to me. Tired, groggy, just don't feel like yourself. You're probably thinking, okay, getting a little bit older, this is just how it goes. But it doesn't have to go that way, because Mentality can help you get your testosterone levels back where they need to be, and you can be feeling better than ever. Go to lowtusa.com. That's their website. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments at lowtusa.com.
If you love sports betting, you got to make your way to the sportsbook at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It has everything a sports fanatic could want and more. And as the games are going on, guys, this is a perfect time to get over to the sportsbook. You can watch the action and even make some bets on what is happening over in Paris. They've made everything easy, guys. They've got that new restaurant seating for over 200 people, the broadcast booth, the first class bar. It is a new era of sports betting at Pottawatomie. It is time for you get in on the action.
Bueller?
He's sick. My best friend's sister's boyfriend's brother's girlfriend heard from this guy who knows this kid is going with the girl who saw Ferris pass out at 31 Flavors last night. I guess it's pretty serious.
There you go, Chew.
That's you.
Is that an underrated movie? I think it is.
Oh, I don't think it's underrated.
I think it's properly rated, and I think it's rated very highly.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think they play it enough on TV.
Ooh.
That's possible, I guess.
Yeah.
Too much Shawshank.
That and...
The other thing I see all the time are like the Lord of the Rings movies. I feel like there's always a Lord of the Rings movie on somewhere. The Hobbit, the Lord of the Rings, those are on, and I'm like, ugh, ugh.
There's a
ugh.
New one coming out. I just saw the trailer for it.
We did last night, too.
Yeah.
My girls go, are we going to watch that? I go, well, your daddy will.
Well, is that for this? Because there's an Amazon Prime series...
I thought it was House of Dragon, and they said Lord of the Rings.
Okay, so it might have been for the Prime series, because I think season 2 for Lord of the Rings Prime series is coming out soon.
Which reminds me, guys, did you guys see this morning that Anna and Sportsman, like, they were talking about the best TV shows from when you were a kid, rattling off the things that you watched? When we were kids, we watched that whole Friday night lineup. I don't know if it was at ABC that had the Friday night lineup.
Yeah, TGIF.
And it was like Family Matters. Mm-hmm. And Full House. Mm-hmm.
Step by Step.
Step by Step.
Which, by the way, was supposed to take place up in Port Washington, right?
Yeah.
But we were like, what? There's no amusement park here in Port Washington. Those were the television shows that we watched. I was a huge fan of Perfect Strangers. Anybody ever see Perfect Strangers?
I have, yes. Belky Batakabule.
Don't be ridiculous.
Cousin Larry.
What did you watch when you were a kid, Gabe?
Oh, Boy Meets World is on that list.
Oh, yeah.
Boy Meets World is fantastic. If we're talking about the non-cartoon realm, like if we're getting, you know, you're a little bit older, just
like
past
how
the
old
cartoons.
Why are you watching this?
How old am I when I'm watching Boy Meets World? Probably 9, 10, 11.
Oh, God. See, I started in black and white. Leave It to Beaver, My Three Sons. And we got 8 is Enough, which was in colors. That was kind of a treat.
Brady Bunch.
Yeah, that was colored. I still watch that, and I don't
know
why.
Andy Griffith show.
Andy Griffith.
I Love Lucy. What else were you watching over there?
The Honeymooners.
Right to the
good.
Moon.
Archie Bunker. Oh, Fish.
So my dad watched, what was that show called, Archie Bunker?
All in the Family.
All in the Family.
Yeah.
Those were the days. My dad used to watch that when we were kids. I also was a big fan of The Wonder Years.
Love The Wonder Years.
Kevin Arnold.
Yep.
Winnie Cooper.
Paul Pfeiffer.
Those are great.
That, yeah.
I thought that that's what like high school and stuff would be. Turns out when it's not the same decade.
Tough to repeat that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's not the same.
Why isn't my childhood like Kevin Arnold? I'm like, well, there was a war going on. Also. Jeez. What else? What about you, Larson? What did you watch when you were a kid? What were your go-to TV shows?
Saved by the Bell.
That's a good show.
Yeah, Married with Children I watched a lot.
Oh, me too.
Parker Lewis Can't Lose was a good one as
what
well.
What is Parker Lewis Can't Lose?
It was sort of like a high school show as well. It's sort of like Saved by the Bell, sort of like that. It was like usually on like Sundays,
what
I think.
What was the one with Scott Baio?
Oh, Charles in Charge?
Charles in Charge.
Oh, yeah. I'd forgotten all about Charles in Charge.
Yeah.
All of those shows had great jingles. Charles in charge of our days and yeah. our, right? Is that
what was the one? Yeah. What was the one with the twins?
Family. Wait,
no. Full sister, sister.
Oh, no. Sister, sister.
Full no. house.
Full house.
But they weren't twins on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, they just
twins that played the one character.
Oh, really?
Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen played one.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Obviously, you didn't watch the show.
No.
Well, because when they came on the show, like the kid, the actor was, you know,
real little.
Yeah. So okay. They just would rotate the kid in and out.
I had, what you talking about, Willis? I don't know.
Different strokes?
So that's,
different strokes.
Happy great
days.
Song.
Happy days.
There's Laverne another great and Shirley. Song. Are we seeing that the ones that like have imprinted themselves on our brains, the ones that have kind of planted a seed, all have the jingles? That was a thing. The jingles were big.
Yeah, because now you just skip over it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Skip intro.
Yeah. Exactly.
I know. You could pay me $1 million and I could tell you what the first 10 seconds of the Suits open is, but anything after that, I don't know.
Skip recap.
I remember we used to watch game shows. I don't know if you guys did, but back in the day.
Oh, game shows, I think, for like network TV, because they do Celebrity Jeopardy and Celebrity Family Feud. And
well, and even beyond that, The Wall and the Floor. They've got all of these, you know, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? I feel like, Chew, and I don't know this to be true, but this is my guess. I feel like it's cheap TV. I feel like it's fairly cheap. You build the studio, you get the game, and then you roll in contestants.
You're paying a host, and that's
exactly.
it. So you're not paying a whole cast.
It's captivating.
Yeah,
like I have watched game shows. You know, when there's nothing else on. Saved by the Bell is on this list. Hey Dude, a lot of Nickelodeon shows on this list. Sister. Okay, so no Nickelodeon for
me. Nickelodeon for me. Very unfamiliar with like Nickelodeon or any Disney Channel shows.
Oh. Bobby's World is on this list. Bobby's World was famously Howie Mandel.
Mm-hmm.
And his mom had a very thick Minnesota accent. Remember?
Oh, Bobby.
Don't you know?
What
Bobby?
Was the one with Fran Drescher?
The nanny.
Pull your hair out. Oh my God, is this, her voice annoying?
Lamb Chops Play Along is on this list. This is the list of childhood shows from the 80s and 90s.
But you want to talk about songs. Like, Lamb Chops got a bunch of songs.
Well, but the one
the
is...
The song that never ends.
The song that never ends. You know that song, Chew?
Mm-mm.
This is the song that doesn't end.
Mm.
Yes, it goes on and on, my friends. Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was.
That's pretty good.
And they'll continue singing it forever just because this is the song that doesn't end.
That's how it goes. And they say it over
it just
and over.
Loops
I can't believe you and I pulled that, by the way. Like, there was a part where I got a little nervous in the middle where I was like, I don't know it. And my brain was like, oh, yeah, you do. And just finished.
Yeah, once you start the song. Yeah, that.
How are cartoons now?
Deez.
Your little girls watch?
Bluey, huge. Phenomenon. Global phenomenon. Disney picked it up. They bought it. It was an Australian show.
Yeah.
And now it's everywhere. That's the big one. But, you know, everything's a streaming service now, right?
Yeah.
So, like, used to be you'd go through the TV and go to the Cartoon Network.
Saturday
or
morning.
Go to PBS. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Get up early.
And you'd be like, all right, I'm going back to bed, watch your shows, you know. But now you just throw on the old Disney Plus or you throw on, you know, whatever the other streamers are and then go from there.
Oh, yeah, because like when I was a kid, they had, I can't remember what channel it was on, but it was on just broadcast television.
Yeah.
It's called Disney Afternoon, where they had Darkwing Duck and DuckTales and there was one with like Gummy Bears.
Chippendales
Rescue Rangers, which was fantastic. Bonkers. Just trying to think of all these other like cartoons from when I was a kid that Disney Afternoon, it would be like a 2-hour block.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like if a kid's sitting down for a 2-hour block now, to Jen's point, it's going to be 4 episodes of the same show while this was bouncing between, you know, all the different ones.
Alf is on this list. Alf, I really enjoyed Alf.
I missed Alf.
There were some people who were out on Alf. You know, he was the alien from Melmac. Lots of people weighing in on the ESPN Milwaukee talk and text line. Jacob Kelly saying, how are you forgetting about Mr. Belvedere? Great question,
I was gonna,
considering.
Yeah.
Never seen an episode.
Bob Uecker was in Mr. Belvedere, famously.
It's like a 70s show, right?
Maybe
80s, bled into the 80s a little 80s. Bit.
You're right, yeah. Family Ties, Mork and Mindy,
Family
Different
Ties.
Strokes, pretty good. That from Augie from Fredonia. How have you not mentioned Cheers? That from
Cheers,
Jared and
MASH.
Belvedere was 85 to 90.
But those were all, thank you for that, Chris. Those were all like late night shows. Like I remember my parents vaguely watching Hunter and MASH and Cheers. And it was Night Court in there as well.
Court, yeah.
Like I have some memories of like.
You want to talk about a jingle that sticks with you?
I don't know that one.
Play Night Court?
I don't know that one.
It's all instrumental. All instrumental.
Like saxophone or something? Or
Hill Street Blues.
Oh, yes. My parents Hill Street Blues. Chewy, they gave you a TV on the farm. You better have done your chores.
This is Night Court.
Yeah, this is Night Court. Beverly Hillbillies. Another one.
That 70s show, Dan saying, don't forget about Baywatch. Who could forget about Baywatch? That's another great theme song. Because I'm always ready.
I don't know that one.
Dinosaurs. I was into dinosaurs for a stretch there. Those animatronic. Mm-hmm. They were either animatronic or they were puppets. I'm not sure, but it was the. And then Ron and the Key saying, Jen, you're thinking of a different Chippendales. On that note, we got to get to Sophia Minert. She's coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Guys, it is about that time. State Fair rolling into town. Do not miss the opportunity to see my friends over at Good Health Saunas. You know, last year, pulled the trigger, made the big purchase, got the sauna. It has been fantastic. I'm telling you, I sleep better. I feel like I recover from my workouts better when I sit in my sauna. And you can have the same benefits. There's detoxification. I just got back from a trip. Hey, need to sit in the sauna, get all of that grossness from the trip and the airplanes and the hotels out of my system. Go to State Fair. Check them out. They'll be at the Expo Center. They'll have a display. Look, we had a friend the other day who called us up and said, Jen has a sauna. She talks about it all the time on the radio. I got to get one. How can I get one? Went ahead and made the purchase, called my friends at Good Health Saunas. You can go to their website. It's goodhealthsaunas.com or visit them in person as the Wisconsin State Fair kicks off at the Expo Center and tell them Jen from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy sent you. You know when I rolled into Buc-ee's. It wasn't just the brisket sandwich. Picked up a Celsius energy drink to get through my long day of interviews. Celsius is the essential energy drink that I choose to stay on top of it all. You can find Celsius at your local Pick and Save stores or online at Amazon. Stay active and energized all day long with Celsius essential energy drinks.
For the latest happenings on the diamond.
With the team here the last couple days, Eric Haas had a big weekend, and pitchers love throwing to him. I mean, he's a great, great teammate.
To all the insight and expertise on things outside the ballpark.
Some of these deals, and of course the way that the wild card picture is right now, if the narrative is that there might be teams that are both buying and selling.
We only turn to one person. Batter up. It's Sophia Minert on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Two Men in a Junk Truck. From unwanted furniture to full-service residential and commercial cleanouts, go to twomeninajunktruck.com to book your free, no-obligation, same-day estimate.
Rubber match today at AmFam Field as the Brewers take on the Atlanta Braves. Won the first, lost the second. They play today at 1:10 this afternoon. That's where Sophia Minert will be. Sophia, let's get to the Brewers at the trade deadline. They didn't make one, famously. Mm-hmm. That thing was going around on social media. They were one of three teams that did not make a deal on Tuesday. Well, yeah, but they made several deals before Tuesday, adding three mm-hmm. pitchers to the roster. Should these moves be seen as something that put them closer to a deep playoff run?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, when we talked to GM Matt Arnold, it's look, they addressed like their most glaring need. You know, I feel like every week we've come on here and we've talked about the pitching staff and the injuries and transactions and moves. And so I think this was their most glaring need. And Matt did share with us that, you know, they were in on a lot of different conversations, as all GMs are. And, you know, of course, they also looked at adding a bat. I think that question may have come up for fans with Christian Yelich's absence for now. And honestly, he said, I felt really good about the position player group that we have and felt like their needs were more pressing on the pitching side. So, yeah, you go back, it was Aaron Civale the first week of July. They've already gotten a couple of good starts from him. They added Nick Mears from Colorado over the weekend. He had a great debut Monday night, clean inning, two strikeouts, high velocity. His stuff looked really good. So I think that's an arm that they're counting on in the bullpen. And then Frankie Montas that they acquired from Cincinnati, who comes with a lot of experience. And they feel like they can put a better defense behind him and in a better ballpark than what a Great American Ballpark is, and that they can get improvement from him. So I think they feel good, and they feel like they got what they needed and checked the boxes that they needed to kind of bolster their pitching staff.
Sophia, do we have a timeline on Yelich? Everything I read seems like he will need surgery at the end of the season, but are they just going to try and manage it now with medication and treatment?
Yeah, look, he really wants to come back and play, and obviously he was off to a phenomenal start this season and coming off of the All-Star game. You know, no decisions have been made yet about the short or the long term. He's still in the treatment phase of things. He's not doing any baseball stuff yet, but he definitely wants to try to get back and play as much of the season as he can. It's just a matter of, you know, how his back and his body cooperate and allow him to do that. So, yeah, as of right now, there's no clear timeline for him.
Sophia, has the league ever handed out a gold glove 107 games into the season? Because they can just give it to Bryce Turang right now, right? It's a formality. Like, just let's have a ceremony today before the game.
let's just make our own trophy.
Yeah, we could do that
before the game.
Yeah,
we could do an arts and crafts. You know, so actually, this is funny. At spring training, Pat Murphy assigned the relievers a project, and Hobie Milner took the lead on this. I don't know if you guys remember this, but their task was to make a glove out of materials that they just found at the ballpark. So, of course, you know, Dr. Milner, as we call him, Hobie kind of took the lead on this project and recruited some of the guys to help him with this. And he actually ended up making a pretty legit glove out of, like, an old medicine ball, and then kind of stitched it together, had some of the guys paint it. I mean, we could maybe recruit Hobie to make another gold glove for Bryce and present it to him.
Yeah, I'm all on board for that. But I mean, his defense has been spectacular. So I mean, the game he had where he makes a diving catch front-handed, makes a diving catch backhanded to save an inning. Like, it's, I mean, he's a big reason, not just offensively but defensively, where this team is where they're at.
Yeah, I think you're talking about against Miami, and it's back-to-back plays where he's essentially saving four runs. Like, you can't, and I think this is where baseball is maybe a little bit behind. Of like, it seems like you can measure everything else in the game. And I just think the defensive metrics are probably still a little bit behind. That being said, he is still leading the National League in defensive run saves. I think it's at 15 now. We had talked about this around the All-Star game. He was absolutely deserving of being an All-Star there too, just for the offense and for the defense. But there is no doubt. I mean, just watching him every day, I don't think you can find a better defensive second baseman in the league. The way, I mean, it's just his range, his hands, his quickness, the release, the quick exchanges. I mean, how many double plays that he and Willy Adames have turned. He's just exceptional. And he works really, really hard at it. He's very consistent with the early work. He's always refining things. He's talked about how much Willy Adames has helped them, of just being kind of the quarterback of that infield. And Willie's constantly talking to Bryce and to Joey Ortiz on the other side of third base. So Willy deserves a lot of credit for what he's done with them too. But any pitcher on any night will tell you that Bryce Turang has done something great for them that night.
Sophia Minert joining Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, as she does each and every week during the baseball season. Freddie Peralta expected to take the bump today for the Brewers. Sophia, what's going on with him? It feels like he has not had the season that we expected him to have. He's had some early inning struggles, particularly in the first. What is going on with Freddie?
Yeah, you know, this is part of a season. First of all, I would say that considering everything else that has happened with the pitching staff, the fact that Freddie has taken the ball every turn, only he and Colin Ray can make that claim on this stuff right now, has been extremely valuable. And that means a lot, right? When a lot has put on him of now being the ace of this staff, the leader of this staff, obviously he's going up against great matchups on the other side as well. So I would say, first of all, that has been the most valuable thing that he has provided. And then this is just part of, like, kind of how Freddie's seasons go. He's had to kind of battle this for his career. Sometimes it's the first inning, Sometimes it's a long inning. Sometimes it's getting two strikes and not being able to put a hitter away. I talked to Carlos Villanueva about this, former Brewer, and he's very, very close with Freddie and works with him really extensively in the offseason, along with Chris Hook and the rest of the pitching group. But it's like they almost have to, like, set an alert every, like, 2 to 3 weeks to just remind Freddie kind of how nasty he is, how good his fastball is, how everything has to come off of that. And sometimes, you know, because he's turned into himself into such a complete pitcher, I think sometimes he'll deviate from that and he'll go to off-speed stuff more. And they're like, no, stick to, right? Like, the hitters have told you now for 6-plus seasons that your fastball is one of the best in the game. Stick to that, right? Like, keep that as your foundation for everything. And sometimes players need to hear that, right? Like, sometimes players need to be reminded of kind of who they are and what got them here and what they're great at. So, again, I could say that, like, Freddie, I think, has actually had a good season, in my opinion. I know he's coming off of a bad start the last time out. But just what he has brought to this staff in a time of, you know, a lot of turnover, it's been pretty tumultuous with the staff. Freddie has been very steady. And again, this is coming up on start 23. He made 30 last year. So I think that's extremely valuable.
Sophia, you ever see frustration in the Brewer players around the trade deadline, knowing that big market teams that are playing well can go out and get higher quality players because of the way baseball is structured? From a revenue standpoint, you ever see guys like show frustration of like, this isn't really fair?
Yeah, I mean, of course they talk about it, right? Like, you know, MLB Network is on all day in the clubhouse. And so, you know, we talk about some of the moves that the other teams are making. And I think, you know, this year specifically, it was a very active trade deadline. But you saw really high prices, you know, specifically for pitching, you know, prospects, you know, 3 or 4 prospects going for a pitcher, maybe 2. So, you know, we saw a lot of activity, but I think these guys have a really good understanding of the business. So it's kind of like you're kind of just focused on staying in your own lane and what's happening with our team. And, you know, there's obviously a game to be played that night. So they're obviously aware of it. We talk about it. It's fun to talk about some of the moves that other teams are making, especially within the division. You know, the Cardinals were active. The Pirates were active. The Cubs made some interesting moves kind of for their short term and for their future. So you're looking at kind of like how that changes the landscape for the rest of the way. But I think they have a really good understanding of just what, you know, what the expectations are. And I think they also understand, like, hey, we've given ourselves a really good position here in the second half of the division lead that they have, and hopefully a chance to secure that division. So, yeah, I think it's, you know, it's fun to talk about this time of year.
Did I see this right, Sophia? That Pat Murphy's joke and kind of just comments about Vlad Guerrero Jr. actually led to a call from the Toronto Blue Jays?
They that's what they said. And that was around when
Christian got
Chicago.
Hurt.
Yeah, in Chicago when Christian got hurt. And, you know, obviously the deadline was coming up. And at that point, we knew that Christian was going on the IL. And again, didn't know for how long and still don't know for how long. So one of the reporters was asking if that changed the Brewers' approach at the deadline. And, you know, Murph, as you know, likes to joke around a lot. And so it was an offhand comment, right? Of like, well, what do you want us to do? Right. It's really hard to replace a player like Christian Yelich. Like, those players aren't readily available. And obviously there's a steep cost to that. So, you know, I think poor Vladdy Jr. was just the name that Murph threw out. And I guess that got back to the Blue Jays. And again, these GMs, they have constant conversations around a lot of players. You know, the Blue Jays said they were not planning on trading Vladdy Jr. or never got close to trading him. But it is kind of funny how sometimes these conversations start.
Sophia, we appreciate you. Get out to the ballpark and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks. Have a great day.
She's Sophia Minner. You can watch her, of course, on Bally Sports Wisconsin as she continues to cover the Crew in the final few months of this season and hopefully in a long playoff run. want to tell you guys about my friends over at Aria, the acclaimed restaurant inside St. Kate, the Arts Hotel. Make it your next dinner destination. It is nestled on the second floor of St. Kate. It is an artful dining experience that captivates with its culinary creativity. Every bite there, guys, is a work of culinary artistry. You can learn more and make reservations at Aria at stkate.com. That's Aria at stkate.com. Ready to upgrade the concrete surfaces in your home? Chewy is. Chewy's got the folks from my favorite spot, Showtime Floors, coming out to his place to install Floor Shield, because I've been talking about it a lot. And look, you're probably like both of us. You don't know that you need it, but then if you get it, you'll be like, I can't believe I didn't have this. The floor in my garage is beautiful and protected. No more of like, don't run out to the garage with your shoes off because it's dusty and dirty and gross. No, it is clean and it is eco-friendly and it is protecting the concrete surfaces, and I feel so much better about the condition of our garage floor. If you are in that boat, you need to contact my friends at Showtime Floors. Enjoy a 15-year warranty against wear. And if you mention ESPN, guys, they're going to give you free crack repair and 10% off the total. ShowtimeFloors.com, ShowtimeFloors.com. So did we decide? It sounded like y'all were trying to convince me that there are too many other teams in the NFC for me to be confident about the Packers making it to the NFC Championship game, like Chris Carlin has said about the Green Bay Packers.
I think it can be a goal, but to expect them to be there, I think, is too far. Like, do I think they could do it? Yes, but I don't feel confident like I did when they were the number one seeds those years that Aaron Rodgers won the MVP.
You just have to wait, see how injuries play out, see how everything plays out. There's so many unknowns.
Like, there's
the goal should be obviously the Super Bowl, yeah. But making it to the NFC Championship would be, I think, a great year at this standpoint.
They're not established enough to be like, yep, NFC Championship game or bust. We're just not quite there yet. It's too many things still have to fall into place for this team. And could they happen? Absolutely.
Sure.
I just don't think that can be the expectation quite yet.
I do like, though, that here we are about to start August, and a lot of people are high on the Packers. Even with the youth, even with the new defense, a lot of people feel like this is a team that should be making a lot of noise as the season rolls on. And speaking of making noise, Will Dean Tausch is next on ESPN Milwaukee.
Got a special guest on the co-hosts.
Who's that?
I can't tell you. It's a big reveal coming up at 9 o'clock.
Secret, secret?
Frank?
Secret, secret. No, it's not. No.
Oh, I thought it'd be Frank.
I feel like you would have been used to recruit Frank.
I would know, but there's a good chance I may have forgot.
Fair enough.